The opinions expressed by William A. Smith and guests on this radio show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, it is recommended to seek advice from a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine whether it is suitable for your specific situation.
This is Retirement Solutions with your host, Bill Smith, and your co-host, Jarrett Lang, licensed insurance professionals and investment advisor representatives of Great Lakes Retirement, Inc., an Ohio registered investment advisor. Bill is the founder and CEO of W.A. Smith Financial Group and CIO of Great Lakes Retirement, Inc., and the author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever. Featured in the Wall Street Journal and Smart Money Magazine, Bill and his co-host, Robin Swoboda, can be seen every Sunday at noon on ABC News Channel 5 on his TV show, Retirement Solutions with Bill Smith. Are you ready? Retirement Solutions starts now.
Well, good morning and welcome to Retirement Solutions. I am your host, Bill Smith. A great show planned for today. We're going to talk about how to simplify your retirement and some very simple steps, Jared, I think that folks should be doing or could be doing. I should say most don't until they actually pick up the phone and give us a call, but should be doing. And we're going to break that down, talk about that today. We're going to have some what I think are pretty simple steps for you today to kind of follow. We're going to kind of give you a vine. We're going to swing you a vine to grab onto, and it's pretty simple. That vine's our 800 number, or it's go to our website, and we're going to elaborate as we go through the show today, Jarrett.
Yeah, it's easy. 800-878-6223, 1-800-878-6223, or visit us on the web at wasmithfinancial.com. Great resources on the website as well. Yeah, and the goal today is, I know that you think retirement planning is scary. We know that you sometimes get stressed out thinking about it, specifically if it's getting closer and closer and you haven't done a whole heck of a lot to start to plan. And we want to help you make it a little bit easier. So that's our goal for today's show.
Well, and I think when you think about that, I mean, I think a lot of people, you've gone online, maybe you've gone to your 401k provider, and you say, yeah, I did the thing on the website, and it says we're going to be okay. No offense to those, but they're cookie cutters. And we're going to talk to you about some really pretty simple steps that can take you beyond those simplified calculators, if you will, that are out there on websites. And probably one of the first ones that you want to do is very simply, number one, is set a date. When do you want to retire? Now, I know some of you are probably listening going, look, I don't think I'm ever going to retire, you know, and that's okay. We have plenty of clients that they'll always do something to stay busy. And then you may be like our other set of clients that say, look, the day we retire, we're going to travel. We're going to go do the things more what we want to do, whether it's ride your motorcycle, travel in your motorhome, go to see the grandkids more frequently. Maybe it's you're going to be a world traveler. Whatever it is that you envision your retirement to be, we need to set a date. And that date right to the month in which you say that'll be the last day you're going to cease employment, and you're going to transition from a paycheck to retired. And by the way, in doing that, that involves not only setting the date, but it also involves identifying what your retirement and what your lifestyle might look like. The second step is, and really this is part of step number one, okay? So these sub-steps are part of a big picture here that we're getting at. So number two, or part two of this, is what does a budget look like? How much do you need monthly coming in in order for you to live the lifestyle that you want to live? And so many people, they think, oh my goodness, I make this now. How am I ever going to be able to replace that? What you have to look at, look what you actually bring home. there's such a big difference from gross to what gets put into your bank account.
What you actually spend each and every day and week and month.
Correct. You know, by after 401k, after insurance, all of the above, what do you have put into your bank account? I think you should be putting a plan together that replaces your current income. Not 80% of it, your current income.
And the 80% is, that's a rule. I mean, there's so many rules of thumb that you can follow. That comes from, hey, you got to have at least 80% of your pre-retirement income when you enter the retirement world and you're going to be okay. Well, you know, why would you want to do that, I guess, is our point.
Why would you want to retire to make less? Does that make any sense? I mean, yeah, I mean, I suppose that maybe your mortgage will be paid off by then. But at the end of the day, you know what happens is you reallocate those dollars. Let's not have a plan in place to make less during retirement. It's the dumbest thing I ever heard of. Why would you want to make less? In fact, Jarrett, the majority of people who retire within their first 2 years of retirement spend more money than their prior 5 years.
Yeah, on average.
Every day is Saturday, and you do have the ability to spend more.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're an individual who is very disciplined and you can stick to a budget, you'll be fine. But if you're one that, you know, you can do the things you want to do while you're working and you do that, that's a tough transition. So think of this, you know, set the date, figure out what retirement might look like and really what would be interesting to you to do. Build a budget around what it might look like. And then the next step is we're going to assess resources. We're going to help you assess your resources. Now, what does that mean? Well, it's two parts. Number one, we're going to take a look at your incomes, Social Security, pensions, etc. And we're going to identify when do you take them, what's the best way, what's the best strategy. Do you take lump sum pension? Do you take a monthly pension? What survivor option do you elect? These are the kinds of advice that all go into a solid retirement plan. And by the way, you'll feel a lot better once you get a plan in place.
Well, and this can all be done before you retire, too. This is kind of the pre-planning step. I mean, you can do all these things after you've already retired. I mean, it's not the end of the world if you're late to the party.
Most people do,
yeah,
actually.
But ultimately, you want to think about these within at least, you know, a few months, 6 months, a year of your eventual retirement. You can have a preliminary plan down on paper. If you talk about, here's my budget, you look into the future, I might be spending X per month in retirement. Here's how much I'm going to have coming in roughly if I take Social Security right away, or if I wait, if I take that pension right away, if I wait. And then we've got some steps that you can follow for today's show that when you actually pull the trigger and you retire, three simple steps that will help you simplify the entire process that you're going to go through when you get to that point.
Right. And so, you know, in advance of retirement, whether we're 1 year out, 6 months, 5 years, we're going to build this plan for you. We're going to help you structure your phases of income that you're going to go through, such as, you know, when will Social Security kick in? What is your income gap going to be during that time frame? Setting up Social Security bridge accounts for you to get you to Social Security. Maybe it's, a pension doesn't kick in for 1 to 2 years. Or, hey, maybe it's I'm going to take a lump sum. We're going to structure that on the front side. You're going to know going into that. And see, most folks out there today are sold product. Everybody leads with product, and everybody's so focused on this notion of, it's kind of like a hamster wheel. You know, you get on this hamster wheel and you're so focused on which mutual fund or which stock or which bond. We tend to lose sight of the big picture. And the big picture is, what do you want your life to look like? How much income do you need? Because the foundation for all of you, for your retirement, is your income and your ability to be able to have access to money, be able to live the life that you want to live. And that's really what this centers around today. It's simplifying some things that will allow you to put yourself in a better position. And Jarrett, we're going to go to break, but coming up after that, we're going to jump into some of these very simple steps. And it is pretty simple.
Yeah, that's the whole point. We want to help you make it simple. Call us today, toll-free, 800-878-6223. We are W.A. Smith Financial Group. We specialize with retirement and pre-retirement planning. We want to help you simplify things today. 1-800-878-6223.
Give us a shout. We'll go to break, and we'll be right back with these steps to simplify your retirement. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Retirement Solutions with Jarrett Lang and the author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever, Bill Smith.
Hey, it's Robin Swoboda. Do you like what you're hearing? Don't miss Bill's TV show, Retirement Solutions, today at noon on Cleveland's News Channel 5.
Your retirement journey could be a long and winding road, and navigating that murky path won't come without an obstacle or two. The stock market and current economic outlook seems to change daily. Does your current financial plan help you address the risk of another stock market decline? How much would you lose if the market declined again like it did in 2008? It's time to pick up the phone and call W.A. Smith Financial for your complimentary portfolio stress test. Let Bill Smith and his team at W.A. Smith Financial provide you with the second opinion you need to be confident in your retirement strategy with their portfolio stress test. The portfolio stress test will provide you with a realistic assessment of the current stock market risk you face while detailing the fees you are currently paying to your advisor or the investments themselves. Do you know how much your portfolio would decline the next time the market cycles? Do you know what you are paying for your advice? Call W.A. Smith Financial at 800-878-6223. That's 800-878-6223. Let W.A. Smith Financial stress test your financial portfolio before it's too late. Don't leave your retirement to chance. 800-878-6223.
Investment advisory services offered through Great Lakes Retirement, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through W.A. Smith Financial, LLC.
This is Retirement Solutions. And now, your host and author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever, Bill Smith.
All right, folks, welcome back here to the show. I'm your host, Bill Smith. We're talking about simplifying your retirement and things you can do. And, you know, Jarrett, before the break, we were talking about some steps within some steps, if you will, you know,
set the date, the pre-planning types of things.
Visualize. I want you to visualize what you want to happen during retirement. What will it look like? Let's build a budget, and then let's build it out from there. Very simply, this is the process we more or less will take you through.
Can I say something too first? Because I just thought of something, and this has happened a lot more lately. For those of you out there who are thinking, I'm working several more years, 3, 4, 5, 10, whatever, you should sit back and visualize and pre-plan a little bit too, because I've seen more and more people be forced out early, where retirement creeps up on you way before you expect it to. So don't just sit and ignore the show or change the dial, because it can happen to you too, and it'll go a long way if you take a step back.
In other words, you're retired on not on your terms.
Exactly.
But your employer says, I'm sorry, your position's eliminated.
It pays to plan ahead. I'll just leave it at that. Sorry.
No, well said. I mean, that's, certainly, especially in the world we live in today. I mean, when economies are good, and businesses are doing well, hey, yeah, you may not be up on that chopping block, but if your company decides to downsize or there's a change
in management,
are you going to be in a position, knowing if you have a plan in place, how would that be impacted? So these are the things we think about. So, okay, let's jump into some steps. Number one, now, I don't want any of you to get, worried about what I'm about to say. And that's simply, all your eggs in one basket scenario. Here's the problem. You save, you save, you save, you save. And you've got all these accounts. They're spread all over the place. You have mutual funds over here. You have stocks over there. You have an old 401k in another place. You have maybe two or three IRAs. You have all these accounts, and they're out of focus. They're not on the same page. You know, your retirement is so disconnected. You know you have money. You did the heavy lifting. But are you saving it in the right place? Do you have overlap? how much risk do you have? People tend to be so focused. They don't make many changes. Many of you set on things. You haven't changed things in years. And all of a sudden, boom, market cycles. Market goes down. You lose money. And you're going, whoa, wait a minute. We better pay attention to this. So the first thing that you really should be doing is consolidating like tax status accounts. Non-qualified accounts be brought into one account. Now, again, like I said, don't freak out about that because you can still remain diversified.
Yeah, it's not all your eggs in one basket. That's not what we're talking about.
Consolidate means if you own mutual funds over here, stocks over there, bonds over here, bring them all into one account where you can see everything under one account statement. You get one statement that shows all of these investments. Now, you can keep the same investments. You can keep the same stocks. But let's bring things into focus, right? That's really what I'm talking about here. Consolidation means bringing things into focus. And we're going to bring in all non-qualified accounts under one brokerage account. Then we're going to consolidate IRAs and qualified accounts under one account. What this is going to allow you to do is have a better handle on several things. Number one, simplify. Instead of getting five account statements, maybe you only get two. Instead of getting six account statements, maybe you only get three. So the simplification, it's not putting all your eggs in one basket, but it's going to help you bring things into focus. You'll be able to better assess. In the first part of the show, Jared, I was talking about the ability to assess your resources against your goal. So once we identify what the goal is, when we want to retire, how much income you need, it allows you to be able to better assess your income needs from that portfolio down the road. And it puts you in a better position to, I don't say pay more attention, but it allows you to really look at things in a scale where you've never seen them before. And so a lot of people say, well, geez, once they go through this process, they go, wow, I never knew I had that much money.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
I never knew I had that much money because, it just adds up over time.
Well, you got all those accounts scattered all over the place. It's like going to a buffet and you're walking down through the line trying to figure out what you're going to eat and you skip over things you didn't even know they were there. I mean, I've seen it to where a person can come in and they didn't even realize that they had money in a specific account until they started sorting through their account statements that they were stacking up in their office or their home somewhere.
A couple things this can do. One, it could potentially help you minimize costs. We see a lot of times low account balances getting nicked with $20 here, $30 there, custodial fees, stuff like that. Again, you're not paying attention to it. You think, oh, it's out of, it's kind of out of sight. I mean, we call these dormant accounts. Your 401k, maybe from your current employer, your current accounts that maybe you're adding to, those are active accounts. They're in focus. But all these other accounts, they're spread around out there. They're all over. They're not in focus. Bring them into focus. Let's make them non-dormant. Let's pay a little bit more attention to them. And let's build a more of a cohesive investment plan. And that kind of ties in next is what we call purpose-based diversification. So now once you bring them into focus and you simplify, and once we have those income needs laid out for in terms of your plan, now we can begin to take a look at and assigning purpose to those investments, saying, ooh, well, these mutual funds or this stock or this bond, this is going to be the money we're going to use for the first phase of our retirement. And we're going to really kind of look to this money to maybe cover our first 5 years of retirement. Maybe the stocks would be for your next 5 years of retirement, right? Year 6 through 10 and stuff like that. And so the plan takes all of the money that's scattered all over the place, helps you consolidate, simplify, number one. Number two, we provide purpose to, we assign purpose to those specific investments. And then that allows you to be in a better position to be able to manage diversification. The key is having the right diversification at the right time. That's the key. Diversification in and of itself reduces your return. But having the right asset allocation at the right time can help you maximize return. So many people follow cookie cutter and they say, oh yeah, we're 50 years of age, so we should have 50% of our money in this at all times and 50% of money in equities and 50% in bonds, for example. No, the right asset allocation at the right time may call for a higher allocation of equities at one point versus another, regardless of where you are in your phase of retirement, whether you're within 5 to 10 years, it doesn't matter. The key to success is the right allocation at the right time. Most people are dealing with cookie cutter approach, not nearly as effective. So assigning purpose to it allows us to not only assign purpose, but also to assign a specific asset allocation to that bucket of money based on what the purpose will be for that money, based on the time frame of that money, so on and so forth.
If you're just joining us, my name's Jarrett Lang, and I am with your host, Bill Smith. We are WA Smith Financial, and you're listening to Retirement Solutions. And we've got to head to break. We've got a couple more steps. We're talking about simplifying your retirement, the process you take yourself through to prepare, and things you do with your investments, with your dollars, to make it easier on yourself. And Bill, couple more that we want to get through when we come back.
Two more. We said there were three. There are two more, and they're very important. Give us a call if you're ready to get a plan and get a second opinion.
Yeah, it's easy. Toll free 800-878-6223. 1-800-878-6223. Stay with us. We will be right back.
You're listening to Retirement Solutions with Jarrett Lang and the author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever, Bill Smith.
Today, the average retirement lasts 30 years. Yes, 30 years. No wonder the number one fear of people about to retire is running out of money. Are you confident that your retirement nest egg is sufficient to last you through retirement? Let Bill Smith and his team at W.A. Smith Financial help you create a customized retirement income plan that suits your needs, allowing you to spend with confidence while you maintain your current lifestyle and follow your retirement dreams. W.A. Smith Financial can help you develop a strategy to put your money to work, generating income during retirement while planning for things that could affect your income needs, like rising inflation, cost of living increases, healthcare expenses, and long-term care needs. You've saved for the last 30 years. Now it's time to make sure that your income will last a lifetime. Call today to build a customized retirement income strategy you can't outlive. 800-878-6223. 800-878-6223. W.A. Smith Financial. Don't leave your retirement to chance. 800-878-6223.
Investment advisory services offered through Great Lakes Retirement, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through W.A. Smith Financial, LLC.
Hi, Robin Swoboda here. If you like what you're hearing today, be sure to join Bill and me Sunday at noon on Cleveland's News Channel 5 for Retirement Solutions.
This is Retirement Solutions. And now, your host and author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever, Bill Smith.
All right, folks, just about out of time once again here. We're on that final home stretch. Coming down the home stretch, here we go. We have Jarrett Lang. We have Bill Smith. We're here talking to you about simplifying your retirement. We've covered one. We have two more to cover. And the second one is, they're kind of, two and three are kind of similar.
We're going to talk about them together, really.
Yeah. Let's go to the second one, and that's focusing on cash flow. That's very important. So many people, once they develop the plan, they know where they know how much income they need for retirement to live the life they want to live. You have that set, right? You have a plan. You know when you're going to retire. We've simplified accounts by bringing like tax status investments in. Maybe we go from 8 accounts to 4, stuff like that. Bring things into focus. Look at risk. We develop a time frame, obviously, time horizon, risk tolerance, all of the above. Then we're going to ask you to focus on cash flow. And so be laser focused on transitioning your portfolio from a growth at all cost type of approach to a more safety and income driven approach with some of your money. And what do we mean by that? Well, it's very simple. If you need $2,000 a month from your portfolio, we need to make sure that the purpose of a certain portion of the money is on a cash flow or income generation basis. So rather than just focusing solely on growth, we want a certain portion of the money to be allocated. Again, I talked about purpose-based allocations as number one, combined with that simplification. You know, we assign purpose. So if we know we need $2,000 a month, well, then we know we need to be fairly conservative on a certain portion of the money. We know that if you want to retire at a certain date, we need to have, we need to make sure that money is going to be there, and we need to make sure that money is going to produce a very concise cash flow so that no matter what, you can retire on your terms, not on the market or the economy's terms. We're going to retire on your terms.
Well, and this is hard for you, too, because up until this point, up until retirement, you've never had to focus on cash flow or deaccumulation of your money. It's always been save, 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 grow, grow, grow. So it's all risk and return based on the investment selections that you're making. You're choosing between mutual funds. You're trying to decide whether you should buy this stock or that stock. You get to retirement, and now you must focus on cash flow, like Bill said, for at least a portion of your dollars. Doesn't have to be the whole pie. Doesn't have to be the whole pot. But you have to understand, like we talked about in the beginning, understanding your budget, what you need your dollars to do for yourself, and then positioning some of those for cash flow.
I know what people are thinking. They're thinking, well, Bill, what are you talking about here? What kind of investments?
What are you putting my money
into? What are we talking about? Well, let's keep it pretty simple. What generates income? Let's put some of these in a box, okay? You should understand what some of your options are. Number one, bonds, CDs, treasuries, preferred stocks, blue chips, or dividend-paying equities, okay? Annuities, and there's good and bad annuities, there's good and bad stocks, there's good and bad mutual funds. So there's good and bad of every one of these things, but you have to build a very strategic plan that ties all that stuff together. When you retire, you worked all your life to accumulate the things you have. You don't want to go back to work because you have to, because your portfolio is not generating the income that you needed. And you don't want to be in a position where you're 70 years of age and you're at risk of running out of money before you run out of life. So the point here on number two is focus on cash flow, solving for your income gap. That's what we're talking about. If your income gap is $2,000 a month, we want to be laser focused on solving that gap for you, so that you have the cash flow to retire on the exact date that we set. And we can help you with that. We can help you with a very strategic plan there, no matter what that investment is. We're going to educate you. In fact, Jared, as you know, most of our clients co-create with us that plan. They select. We're going to tell you what we recommend. But at the end of the day, it's your decision on the selection of the asset allocation. We're going to tell you what makes sense based on the plan. There's three very basic steps that we take you through to kind of get you there. And all of this is held together with a written strategy. A written strategy. And it's time you get that plan. It's time you give us a call. I know folks listen to us. They watch the TV show. If you want to see more, go watch my TV show. Robin Swoboda and I break all this down. We talk about it, okay?
Today at noon.
Today at noon. There's a new topic every week.
Channel 5.
Channel 5, noon.
Call us today. It's time that you come in. Go through the process with us. We'll help you simplify your retirement plan. We'll walk you through the steps we outlined today. You got to call toll-free 800-878-6223. 1-800-878-6223. Visit us on the web, wasmithfinancial.com, and join us each and every week.
Yep, we'll see you. We'll talk to you. Whatever you're watching, the TV show, listening to us next week.
We're out of time with that. My name's Jarrett Lang.
And I'm Bill Smith. We'll see you next Sunday right here on Retirement Solutions.